Jordan Feliz and Changed, WWIB. It's a favorite song of babies. I've been changed. How do you like that one, huh, Jason Kanz?
That was a really impressive
transition.
Yes. There, transition. Yeah. For sure. Impressive.
Uh-huh. All right. Best 5 minutes of the day. Not feeling any pressure that it has to live up to anything. It just is what it is. We just, a couple of guys, a continuing, ongoing conversation. So happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned to my families, we went to bed last night, Cinco de Mayo today. It's not, got to clarify this every year, it's not like Mexican Independence Day, okay?
Okay. So explain it. What is it about?
Yeah, it is to commemorate the Mexican military's victory in the 1862 Battle of Puebla during the country's war with France.
Well, now we know. Mm-hmm. I'll probably forget it again next year, so you'll probably have to remind me again.
I think it just means a discount on Mexican food, though, largely, right?
That is true. I was thinking it meant that one needed to consume a fifth of mayo.
Oh, okay.
But that's probably not the case.
Yeah, so. Right. Well,
no,
that's another
I think
one.
You're right. You know, I think these things that draw our attention to different cultural experiences and so forth can be really good. So,
yep.
But I'm sure I'll forget again next year what it was about. So
again, following the fact that we just go off whatever trail that one led to another in my ADHD-ness, I mean, so are you a mayo kind of guy?
I love mayo. Uh-huh. You know, so I saw something the other day, and this is kind of an interesting question. What food, maybe it was on WWIB, it was what food did you not like during childhood that you like now? And for me, mayonnaise is, I hated mayonnaise. I would have thrown away a sandwich before eating it when I was a kid. And now I would happily make a sandwich just out of mayonnaise.
Yes, that was the question we had. What food have you grown to love as an adult? You didn't, you know, and so there you go. That's a great answer.
Yeah, so that's one of mine, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, I said chili just with my... When kidney beans, I don't know, it was a turnoff to me. And now I'm like, chili's great. So, all right.
You know, I like chili with beans, but I'm still not a huge fan of kidney beans.
No.
I don't know what it is.
Right. And I would similarly confess that, but I think as a kid you can get annoyed or bothered by it. And as an adult you just kind of accept it.
So. Right. Acceptance is a good thing.
And there's a lot of different, you know, what I've learned is there's a lot of different beans you can put in a chili. It doesn't have to be kidney beans.
For sure. Yeah. All sorts of beans out there.
They're so good for you.
Yeah. We've kind of come full circle.
I had something completely different for breakfast this morning that I don't think of it. My wife had a bunch of these avocados, so I had two eggs, two avocados for breakfast, and finished it off with a couple of pieces of English muffin toast. That was good.
That sounds very good. As you may know, I've never actually tasted an avocado.
Well, go ahead and try.
At this point in my life, it's become kind of a point of pride for me that I haven't tried an avocado.
See, my point of pride is I've never needed to go to the chiropractor.
Well, that is a good point of pride. I would like to go to the chiropractor several times a week just because.
Mm. Have you gone to one?
Not recently. I've debated going back again. I saw one a few years ago and thought about going back again.
Yeah.
I just haven't. So.
All right. A lot of great chiropractors in our area. All right. We've got James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, heading us into the weekend.
Yeah. It says, don't speak evil against each other, dear brothers and sisters. If you criticize and judge each other, then you are criticizing and judging God's law. But your job is to obey the law, not to judge whether it applies to you. God alone, who gave the law, is the judge. He alone has the power to save or to destroy. So what right do you have to judge your neighbor?
Mm. And the way you tackle it in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, is this way. Relationships are difficult, so mind your tongue. Do not tear others down. When you speak against a friend, you forget my law of love. Leave the judgment to me. Let's keep the music going, please. Thank you. All right. I am the only one who can see clearly enough to judge rightly. Instead, love your brothers and sisters.
Boy, again, I think that's good thought there from Scripture. And for me, that idea of tearing each other down, that has probably always been a problem. And it seems like in the world of the Internet, it's even more prominent. And we have to remember that we are called to a higher way.
I'm struck by when you say, leave the judgment to me. I'm the only one who can see clearly enough to judge rightly. Because I woke up this morning, one of the first things I saw on Facebook was Jason Gray introducing a new song from his called See As You See. And he said he'd heard that Andy Stanley starts his day praying, Lord, help me to see as you see, do as you do. Although Jason says he's changed the words, do as you say, it just rhymes better. But so I prayed that this morning, but good thoughts there, right? See as God
sees. That's a great way to pray and start your day.
All right. Well, we'll see you for at least a half an hour for breakfast tomorrow morning,
sure.
Okay?
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Right now, let's get to those who do have a birthday today. On this 5th of May, a great day to have a birthday. Judy Wright, happy birthday to Judy. Jeannie Westerlin, saw her at a gathering a week or two ago, I want to say. A couple weeks, I guess. Now, Ben Polzine, happy birthday to Ben. One of the great business people in the Chippewa Valley. Hardworking, you got it. Happy birthday to Ben. I've known that guy for a long time now, and when I see today's age, I referenced high school to him when he was in here in March shooting for our March Hope and Hoops, and I'm like, yeah, that was like 20 years ago. All right, Nick White, happy birthday. Been seeing Nick on Facebook helping out with brothers and sisters. What a big brothers, big sisters. So anyhow, good job, Nick. Thanks. Happy birthday, friend. Paul Wunyan, I think a friend of ours from Liberia. Matt Seaholm, a fine pitcher back in the day for Chi High, and I think heading up the Plastics Association out in D.C. these days. So happy birthday to Matt, his brother Tom here in the Chippewa Valley. Hunter Stage, one of my kids' very fine friends, turning 21 today. Hunter, a incredibly talented artist. Happy birthday, Hunter. And Kara Wensink with the birthday today. Others who share this as a birthday, May the 5th, include, yeah, it scrolled down into the content. Here we go. From Millennium and Aliens, Lance Hendrickson is 83. Michael Palin, so talented, from Monty Python, turning the big 8-0 today. John Rhys Davies from Lord of the Rings and Raiders of the Lost Ark. Boy, to be with both of those movie franchises, wow. John is 79, former MTV news correspondent Kurt Loder, 78. Newsman Brian Williams, 64. Tina Yothers from Family Ties. She was the younger sister, the big 5-0 today. Daniel Fischel from Boy Meets World, fine show, 42. Vanessa Bryant, the widow of Kobe, 41. Henry Cavill, no longer playing Superman. He's the big 4-0 today. And Adele is 35. Our promise of the day, Luke 12:32. I am delighted to give you my kingdom. It's so good it's worth repeating. I'm delighted to give you my kingdom. Go check the daisy pictures and the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com.
And the big headline, the Milwaukee Bucks are moving on from their head coach. ESPN reports Mike Budenholzer was fired yesterday. The Bucks own the top overall seed in the NBA heading into the playoffs, but lost in the first round to the 8th-seeded Miami Heat in 5 games. Budenholzer spent 5 seasons in Milwaukee, compiled a 271-120 regular season record. His playoff record, though, was 39-26. Budenholzer did lead the Bucks to the 2021 NBA title, and that's your sports.
You and I talking some about it before going on the air. I mean, feel bad they did win a title, but boy, their exit was kind of rough.
Yeah, and again, just unfortunately, regular season success didn't always mean playoff success, but thank you, Coach Bud, for his years in Milwaukee, and I'm sure he will have another job in the NBA very soon, but the head coaching search for the Bucks beginning.
Yeah, Star Wars Day was yesterday, and Caleb celebrated big time. For those of you not in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, I counted them. There were 13, count them, 13 special, unique, on their own, happy Star Wars Day remembrances.
Yeah, there were a lot of memes on there, too. So
right.
I don't know how many people actually saw them. But, yeah, you can go there and you just improve my self-esteem by giving them a little ha-ha or something there, too. So I know that I didn't completely waste my time putting all those together.
He celebrated big time yesterday. All right, well, as we head into the weekend, we have a lot of fun usually the late part of the year with the Toy Hall of Fame. But what about the Video Game Hall of Fame?
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Turns out there is, in fact. The Strong National Museum of Play has announced the 4 inductees to the 2023 World Video Game Hall of Fame, which were selected based on their influence and popularity over time.
And here they are, The Last of Us,
Wii Sports,
Barbie fashion designer,
and Computer Space were chosen as this year's inductees.
I've heard of 2 of those.
I know about Wii.
Well, I mean, I guess I take that back. I've played Wii Sports. Barbie Fashion Designer may have come across. I don't know what Computer Space is. The Last of Us, I've heard a lot about, but I don't know what it is. So it's a good thing we have a description. Apparently, it's a post-apocalyptic action-adventure game, I guess.
It's been in the limelight for the past decade with a TV series based on the game.
All right.
As well. Wii Sports, how about that?
Well, yeah, it's a sports simulation game created by Nintendo in 2006, which makes me feel really old. But yeah,
Wii Sports is fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
It belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Became one of the best-selling games of all time.
Yeah, Barbie Fashion Designer released, this will make you feel even older, back in 1996 by Mattel, and Digital Domain allowed players to design clothing for their Barbie dolls, selling 500,000 copies in 2 months.
That's amazing. And the final inductee, Computer Space, was the first ever commercially available video game based on 1962's Space War and created by a couple fellows, Nolan and Ted, and they went on to found Atari, which I believe was a precursor of some of our other video game systems. So
whenever you have Hall of Fame inductees, somebody didn't make it.
Yes.
So the game is standing in the outside, knocking on the window, saying, "Let me in, our Angry Birds from 2009.
FIFA International Soccer from 93.
GoldenEye 007 from 97.
NBA 2K from 99.
Age of Empires from 97.
My brother loved that game. Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare.
2000, and then Quake 96.
And Wizardry, a game from 1981. So those are the ones that didn't make it.
But some are already in there, and they were announced way back a few years ago. Doom is in there.
Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. Pong.
Super Mario Brothers, well-deserving.
Tetris.
And World of Warcraft. So Video Game Hall of Fame, didn't know about it before now. Maybe you all did, but if not, you stand informed and educated like we are. Our Friday morning tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show is getting you caught up on things you might have missed in news, sports, politics, pop culture, etc., etc. We do it in condensed fashion because we respect your time. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Research shows that sighing is essential to our health. If we didn't sigh, our lungs would fail.
Also, our spouses wouldn't know that we're more than ready to leave a social gathering.
Exactly.
Dozens of flights in Alaska were canceled due to volcanic ash drifting over from Russia.
I guess this is Russia's idea of sharing their natural resources with the world.
Kind of them.
Researchers say that to get your kids to eat their vegetables, they should see you eating yours first.
Which is great news for all those parents who've been hiding in the closet to eat their Brussels sprouts.
Come on out.
A research rocket launched by Sweden malfunctioned and hit Norway.
Norway's tourism board is now considering a new slogan. Visit Norway, where even the rockets can't resist dropping by.
That works.
A poll about America's driving habits says only 49% of drivers obey the speed limit.
I can always spot the ones who obey the speed limit because they're in the passing lane right in front of me.
No comment.
Scientists say bugs use math.
Yeah, one bug plus one human equals one squished bug.
That makes sense.
And finally this morning, a poll found that over half of those asked would rather have a man drive than a woman.
That makes sense. The man can drive and the woman can remind him not to ignore the GPS.
Listen, guys, listen up.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. One of our WIB family members joining us on the line here is our Festival Foods Mom's Night Off contest. And on the line with us is Shauna Hansen from Fall Creek. We drew her name today to win a $25 Festival Foods gift card and also two Micon Cinemas movie passes. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hopefully we're making your Friday just a little bit better with kind of a surprise call here.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Thank you so much.
No, I think I saw from your nomination that your grandmen have three little ones that you take care of.
Yeah, I do have three grandsons, ages 10, 2, and 1.
Okay, fantastic. So you're very busy as a grandma.
I certainly am.
And I think I saw as well, too, that you run a nonprofit as well, too. Tell me just a little bit about that.
I'm the director of Helping Hands for Our Children in the Chippewa Valley. We take things people don't want or need and give it to families who do for free.
Wow. Wow. That is really impressive. So you definitely, I'm sure, have a very busy schedule. So what would it mean to have just a little break with this gift card from Festival and a chance to go see a movie?
I would absolutely appreciate the time to, do something fun with my grandchildren, actually. I'm not going to use it just for myself.
Sure.
That's just really not an option. So I'm going to share, and we're going to get some food and go have a good time. So I appreciate it so entirely much. Thank you.
Well, Shauna, thank you so much for joining us here. And again, we just want to, with our friends at Festival Foods, honor mothers and grandmothers as well, too, in your case, too. It sounds like you just give and give to others. So glad we can give back just a little bit to you today.
Well, thank you so much. My sons are actually 35 and 28. So, yeah, I have a wide spectrum of young men in my life that appreciate my diligence.
Well, that is fantastic. Shauna from Fall Creek, she is our latest winner. Hang on the line for just a moment longer. We'll tell you how to pick up your prizes. Thank you to Festival Foods Mom's Night Off Contest. It goes on for one more week as we honor mothers before Mother's Day. You can check it out and enter at WWIB.com under contest. Havel, you've been hard at work, caught it right under the wire. Here we are, ready to go.
Just reminds me of school every time I turn in papers. The best of the week, here it is right now.
Cheeto Fingers. Is Cheeto Fingers a real Derby horse or not, Alvo? Cheeto Fingers.
It sounds like you're saying Cheeto Fingers, like Cheetos.
Cheeto Fingers.
Like Cheetos.
Like that Cheeto dust.
All right. I don't think that's a real horse.
You are absolutely correct. Cheeto Fingers is not a real horse, even though I wish it was. I would root for that horse.
All right.
May is National Chocolate Custard Month.
That sounds delicious.
I bet Culver's can hook you up with that.
Start with the guy who had a birthday yesterday, Dean. In Rice Lake. Dean, good morning. So, do we say your last name Valentine or Valentine?
It's Valentine.
Well, who put us up to these shenanigans? I think we've got the guy on the line, Bob Linder from Rice Lake. Hey, tell us about Dean and why you think he's such a special guy.
Oh, happy birthday, Dean. And, yeah, Dean is always available to others. He's been a friend for so long, but he does so much more than that. And he makes these, you saw the one for Steve.
Yeah, and I mentioned that yesterday, right? Yeah,
he's done that for graduations, weddings, funerals, any celebration of life or of life in general. But he's just so much more than that. But those are so meaningful, and I don't know, they mean so much to family. So many listening today will know that because he's been touched by them with those. He's done so many of them that and that's his heart is just there with that.
Well, it is prom season, and a high school junior in Portland, Oregon, made a very grand entrance to his prom by riding in a tank.
Confidence game, Derby horse or not?
That sounds like a Derby horse to me. I'm going to say yes, it is.
And it is. You're right. You're one for one.
Got at least one right.
And obviously, every year, this time, when it gets to be the May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
There you go, and you as well. Jordan Feliz and Change, WWIB. It's a favorite song of babies. Pickles, pickle, Derby horse or not?
I believe that is not a Derby horse.
You're right. You're two for two.
There were so many things behind the scenes that didn't go as planned. Last year went about perfectly, to be honest. This year, there was just so many different things, Havel, that just that isn't working. That isn't working. You know, and just a lot of different things just swirling around in my head. It's just kind of like I'm trying to keep this group together and lead the way for what we want to do today. But there's so much stress that I'm like a ball of stress inside. And I think what God kind of pushed on me afterward, too, is he's like, maybe I gave you just a little glimpse into what it's like for these moms day after day when they're trying to hold it together for their kids and be mom and dad for these little ones that they love so much, and they're holding so much in and holding it in and holding it in. And he said, what I gave you the opportunity to do today is to come alongside them and step under that burden with them and just carry it, even if it's just for a Saturday morning, to help carry that burden for a day.
Hey, coming off Single Mom Saturday, a song that really stayed with me. This song from Brandon Heath kind of stood out to me. I was reading over the lyrics and even praying them last night.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
How about two Phils, like Phil Robertson or Phil Mickelson? Two Phils,
no
Derby
way.
Horse or not?
No way.
How about that is a Derby horse?
Wow. Two Phils? Two Phils.
Watch it win. The New York Jets are bringing in another familiar face for new quarterback Aaron Rodgers. According to ESPN, the Jets are signing former Green Bay Packers wide receiver Randall Cobb to a one-year contract.
Green Bay East, huh?
I guess so.
All right. Well, Randall's a great guy.
What else should people know about the grand opening of Crumble Cookie in Eau Claire this Friday?
Well, our hours also are 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And Friday and Saturday, we're open till midnight.
All right. So if you need all a late night cookie fix,
let's
do it. Fantastic.
God bless you guys, Eau Claire. Yes. We love you.
There it is, the best of the week on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show.
He packed an entire week's worth of shows into 4.5 minutes. Pretty impressive. Thanks, Alvo.